Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! That's right, it's almost Friday.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, did we miss out? Is it a holiday today and I missed out on something?
I'm telling you, I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about right now, right?
Oh, in that parking lot? What's not happening in the parking lot? The car's missing in the parking lot?
This is me in the hallway.
Hello?
Hello?
See, I turned the corner.
Is anyone here today? I don't know what's going on in this joint.
Oh, God. All right.
Must be the summer. Must be the summer. Everyone's taking their vacations.
Couldn't be us.
Like, I was going to thank you. No, I realized we just came back from 10 days.
Okay, I felt all of these feelings alone pulling up. I was like, he just had vacation.
Are we not already mind melded, you and I? Are we not? Are we not the same person, but in two? Are we wearing matching shirts today? What are you wearing? Oh, yours is black. Mine is blue.
Okay, but also for the colorblind, me, they both look like black shirts.
They look pretty close, yeah.
Wait, Adrian's wearing a black shirt, too.
Twinsies.
Yeah, but he's got triplets.
Oh, he got low. Okay.
But he's got Fantastic Four on his.
Triplets.
He's all excited for these. He's all excited. Movie come out tomorrow?
Movie comes out tomorrow. I got to see it yesterday at a screening last night, so super, super dope.
Do you love it?
Listen, it was fantastic.
Ah.
I'm being cheesy, but yes, no,
see what
great.
He just said right there?
Yeah.
See what he did? It's fantastic. You get it, Michaela?
Huh? You get it?
Because it's cold.
Yeah.
You get it? Because it's four.
No, explain
it.
It's
fantastic.
Please do.
Hey, do I have the right? Well, no, I have the right, but am I right? I'm scared that Happy Gilmore 2 is going to suck.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just scared.
Because sequels often do.
Yeah, and they're trying really hard. And I'm avoiding everything.
I'm not telling you. I've seen it. So I'm not telling you anything.
It sucked, yes or no?
I enjoyed it.
Good.
And I don't remember the first one too. Like, I've seen it.
That's
but
the other thing.
It wasn't my era. I was a younger
Okay,
younger person,
can I ask
so.
In a similar vein? It's a little bit of word association, but they are somewhat connected. I wanted to come in this morning and not make a big deal out of it, but I wanted to ask you guys, did you see Sacha Baron Cohen and how he's jacked? Okay, then the question was, do you even know who Sacha Baron Cohen is? And if I said Borat, do you care? Is that reference is dated, isn't it?
He is one of my comedic mentors. I think he's brilliant and hilarious. So for me, know him, yes.
Understood. But is the Borat, so if I go Sacha Baron Cohen, you look at me, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
If that was the deal. And then if I go, oh, come on, it's Borat.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Borat reference, is that still?
For me, yes. Adrian, though, is a little bit younger than me.
No, you think it's a dated reference or it's a good reference?
I think it's a good reference.
Okay.
I don't think it's dated.
Okay.
I just think since it's rated R and it's super risque, it doesn't get mentioned a lot. Like
Borat?
Because because I remember at the time people were like, "Oh my God, this is so."
Oh, you'll still get.
You still get him.
Well, this is where you'll get old guys trying to think they're cool, and they'll go, "Very nice."
Oh my God, I hated it. Then I hated how it's so true.
Right.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Shut up.
Yeah. Right. Stop it. And there's a number of references through that movie and through the subsequent sequels.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes I'll make Ricky Bobby references and it's like, damn it, that movie's 20 years old.
Yeah, but you see, at least that movie gets played on TBS all the time. Whereas Borat, you got to have like HBO or you're watching Showtime to see it because it can't be on TV. But to your point, he's super jacked. Like, what happened? He looks like Vin Diesel
now? He looks so good.
Oh my God.
It's unbelievable.
So, you know, I did on vacation this last time around, I decided I got to make some changes in my life. It also didn't. It didn't hurt.
So you saw Sacha Baron Cohen. Like, hold on.
And I went, I'm on the right. Yeah, man, that's goals right there.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
that's goals.
Uh-huh.
He's
50. Good,
he's 53 years old and cut like a mother.
Yeah,
wow.
He's.
But he's also newly single, so maybe that might be like divorce, body revenge.
No, he and
Isla Fisher.
And,
yes, Jude.
No.
Yes. They filed, and I think it was like solidified this year. They're still pals, co-parenting great. Yeah, they broke up.
Whatever.
I know. And she's beautiful. Oh, I love them together.
That's why I'm going, no!
Yeah. Well, if you get a hot bod, maybe Amy will let you go on a date with Isla Fisher because she is very single.
Oh, that's not
and
happening.
Ready to
and I don't want to. No, I don't want to.
Yeah, no, wait, I get
that. So my wife had a I call it routine maintenance yesterday. She had a procedure.
Uh-huh.
So they put her out for a little bit. And so then when I picked her up, you know, and they shuffle them out to the car, it's adorable. You get an idea of what, oh, this is my future. This is what she's going to look like when she's old. You know what I mean? Because you're just high. You're just high.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put her in the car and I'm like, hi, baby. How was your nap? And she's like, I dreamt we were on vacation and it was just me and you. And it was wonderful.
Aww.
And I swear to God, I teared up.
Just
because it was so... It was Isla Fisher can stay on the side.
Yeah, okay, no, Isla, we don't want you. But you are hot.
Stay on the sideline.
And also, shout out to Amy, so tomorrow we won't be in. We're going on vacation. We have to.
Yeah, she wants to.
She wants to. Oh, yeah.
Whatever she wants this. Whatever right. Amy wants.
Yes, it's our job to fulfill the wishes.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
That first pick of the prize is brought to you by Northwest Career College, registering now for the fall and giving away a all they wanted me to tell you is that they're registering now for the fall.
Sure.
But they're giving away a $10,000 scholarship.
Amazing.
I'm not letting that slip.
No way.
Find out more at NCC Vibe, Northwest Career College, nccvibe.com. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
Jennifer Kaz, Green Valley Ranch.
Hello, Jennifer Kaz from Green Valley Ranch.
Hello.
Melissa and AJ are fighting because Melissa thinks that because they're going to sell their house. And Melissa thinks that they have to tell people that they've buried dogs in the backyard. AJ's like, shut up.
Shh.
He thinks they use the word absurd, which I love. And legally, if he doesn't have to tell, he's not gonna. She thinks it'll blow up in their face and it's unethical. Which side are you on?
Oh, good Lord. It's pets. Everybody buries pets in their backyard. If it is not legally required to disclose, be quiet. People are weird. They freak out over the littlest things. Like if your roof has a leak in it, tell them that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if your dog is buried in the backyard, like when you're digging up the pool, don't call the cops when the little doggy femur bone. It's ridiculous.
I feel the same way about this as I feel about when we get relationship rehab questions. And sometimes it's like, why are you making it so hard for someone to love you? You know, why are you getting in your own way on this?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Are we changing your mind right now, Michaela? I know this look on your face.
No, I feel like you don't need to say anything.
Okay.
From the beginning.
Okay.
Then I was thinking, but I'm taking it too far naturally. What if you do tell them so that you can like go visit whenever you want? Like maybe you want to go in the backyard. Maybe you're like a psycho.
You want to retain, visitation rights.
Maybe. But then I was like, Michaela, please don't say that out loud. And please don't go with that. And then I did say it out loud and I did go with it. So happy. And it sounds as dumb as it did in my head.
Okay.
Good morning.
Stay close, P1s. Here's what's coming up on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Things on the way. Michelle Abada from North Las Vegas, brand new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, and has requested that we play for Naked Gun screening tickets today.
Oh yeah,
we like honoring champion's choice.
Yes.
So we'll do that in just a minute. Also, I want to recognize the hard work and dedication put in by the executive producer of the Chet Buchanan Show, one Adrian Hernandez.
Yes.
He's raising his eyebrows right now, like, what I do now?
What happened? What did I miss?
Why is he saying my name right now?
What happened?
No, man, because it's hard work, and it deserves to be recognized. You can catch any part of this show anytime you want to.
Oh, yeah.
We post the podcast every day, and honestly, we've talked about doing some fresh content for the app and all that kind of stuff. But you can go to the Odyssey app, search Chet Buchanan Show, and it pops up there every day. So if you miss anything, you don't have to. You can catch up anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
Also available on the iHeart app and the TuneIn app. So is there, honestly, there's no excuse.
None.
Really, there's no excuse.
With all that hard work Adrian put in, you better give it some time.
That's what I'm saying to you.
Yeah,
so that and that kind of goes into good feeling story of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Y'all, in just a minute, you're going to meet Nicole Pruitt. She's a 26-year, I want to say, Marine Corps vet. You don't mess with Nicole Pruitt. You know what I'm saying? You don't mess with her.
I don't know about this conversation you got going on, but not today.
Not today.
Not today.
And Nicole saved the day because she jumped in and did something that I think a lot of people wouldn't do. And we'll tell you about it in just a minute. It's 98.5 KLUC, Chet Buchanan Show. Shall we do good feeling stories of the day?
Yes.
All right, let's shall.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brought to you by Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store, Jesse Murph. And Blue Strips coming up in just a second. You love that song.
Obsessed with her.
I know. I knew. That, honest to God.
You know.
Sometimes I just do stuff to entertain Michaela. Literally,
thank you
that's
so
all
much.
I do. And I knew.
I do love her.
And I knew that that would.
Thank
and
you.
So there we go. 26-year veteran. I want to say she was a Marine. Her name is Nicole Pruitt. 26 years in the service. Don't mess with her.
Okay.
Jumped into action to stop a woman from storming the cockpit on a recent flight. She was yelling about the Lord and that she had to get off that plane midair.
God.
Midair. So she tries to get to the cockpit. Then she tries to get to the emergency exit doors. Nicole pretty much said, well, that's not going to happen today on my flight.
She didn't want to be on the plane anymore. She said God told her to do it. She had a calling. And I'm just like, wait a minute. I don't know about this conversation you got going on, but not today. Nobody else was doing nothing, so I just literally knew I had to do something. I got to make it home to my kids, my children, you, my grandchildren.
She's the more put together version of, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I loved that.
Yeah.
Just on the face of it. And this will just hit you right in the feels. In Wales, you know, United Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
not England, not Ireland, the other one.
Yeah.
Wales.
Yes.
A cat named Minx had been missing for 13 years.
Oh, God.
Somebody finally found this cat. It was obviously sick. They took it to the vet. They search for a microchip.
Sure.
Find that Minx has a microchip, is chipped. Also find that Minx has cancer.
No.
So after 13 years, Minx gets home to spend her final days.
Oh God.
With her. Remember how, listen, go back to that place where I told you that Jesse Murph was coming up next.
All right, I'll try. That's beautiful and sad.
You know.
Thanks, Chad. Thank you. Think about that all day.
I had another one. I'm not going to.
Yeah, just let, just let it go.
That's probably enough.
Yes.
Right there.
Yep.
So allow me to say thank you, Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. And that's your good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. The Jack Buchanan Show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Look at that, right on the money, 7 o'clock. This show's running like a well-oiled machine today. Look at us.
Yes.
She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. This is the Chet Buchanan Show. By the way, if you can just settle, I didn't have great hopes for relationship rehab today at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And the more I look at it, the more I like it. The more I evaluate this. Now I realize you may or may not listen for the next hour. That'd be amazing, by the way. If you could do that, that'd be incredible.
Yes, please.
But if you could find a way to come back at 8 o'clock, we do this bit called Relationship Rehab. And it really, it's just what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have her name in front of me. Samantha is really mad at her boyfriend right now. This was the hook that I wrote for this. He's building a house, and I'm questioning my future. And it's another one of those where when at first I looked at it, and I went, you're just being irrational. You're just being dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So dumb for all my Shoresy watchers.
Mm-hmm.
So dumb. But I think there's something to this.
Okay.
I really do. And the more I think about it, the more she's questioning her future, and I think maybe she's got a right to.
Okay.
And I have to tell you, last night when I first saw the email, last night I went, no way. You know, it is.
Yeah, this isn't real. And he slept on it.
That's coming up. Also, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. In fact, you know what? You want to go right now?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You do this?
I'm always ready.
Then let's go. 702-364-9898. Michelle Abada from North Las Vegas, our brand new champion. She has requested that we play for the 4 tickets to the advanced screening of The Naked Gun at an undisclosed location.
Yeah, the boy.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
I almost blurted it out. Almost because it's right. It's written right there in front of me. I almost burgundied it.
Yeah.
Go F yourself, San Diego.
Come on, Anchorman.
No, I'm saying, yeah, you know what? I was just.
I feel that deeply.
Almost shot it right out there.
Mm-hmm.
The screening is Monday, courtesy of our friends at Allied Global Marketing. Would you like to go? 702-364-9898 right now. Be caller number 25 and take on our brand new champ in Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Call now and good luck.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
We got to stop everything. Do you see what's in the studio?
Chill it.
Do you see what's going on here?
I can smell what's in the studio.
Usually that's just me. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
Nah.
No, you're smelling good this week.
Okay, this is wild. Hi, Gerardo.
Hey, how are you, Jen?
You've met Michaela
over
there. I met Michaela over there. Beautiful smile.
I drug him in here. They were literally just coming in. We were going to do a photo op, do some social, and just call it good.
Yeah.
This is a big moment for our community, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bojangles is coming to the Valley.
Yes.
Okay? Well, I don't know why. And I don't know why Las Vegas, why it takes so long. Like, everybody goes to Phoenix and stops.
True.
Don't come here.
Yeah, and we want you.
So, for those who do not understand the significance of this great cultural moment in our fair city, mm-hmm. tell everybody about Bojangles.
What isn't there to tell about Bojangles?
Right?
It's the Cajun spice in each tender. It's the morning breakfast biscuits that everybody needs to wake up for.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell nobody the secret, okay? This is a secret. We're on Blue Diamond and Rainbow, but the Bo-Berry biscuits, that's what everybody comes down for.
Which one?
The Bo-Berry biscuits.
Dang.
Bo-Berry biscuits.
Bo-Berry.
Bo-Berry. Now, I didn't bring you one because I want to see you at the radio, at the store. So I want everybody to say hi to you when you come, and I'll take care of you on those biscuits.
It'd be my cheat day.
Yes.
We can have those.
I'm trying to work on stuff. Sacha Baron Cohen went out and
that's right.
Showed everybody how to do it today, and now I'm not.
Mm. Mm-hmm, but we're going to cheat.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to open this box.
Oh, no.
I'm going to open it, and you got to tell me. You can eat all of them, or you can share it.
We'll share it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
No.
This isn't a shareable.
Yes. No. Yes, Chad.
Okay. You ready?
Dad?
Possession is 9/10 of the law, and I am presently in possession.
Oh, you're going to give me a chicken.
Here you go. You ready?
What do we got? Let me
One,
see.
1, 2. Boom.
Oh,
you got some chicken biscuits in there, steak biscuits, some bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits, and my favorite. Do you know what my favorite is?
The Bo-Berry, which isn't in there?
It's the Bow Rounds.
Oh, okay.
These little
the hash browns?
That's the hash browns.
Oh, my God. I love that.
And especially when I give it to you right here with my Texas Pete sauce, which I got to get right here. I thought I was ready for you. One second.
I thought I wasn't hungry, and I'm all of a sudden starving.
We didn't tell him we were bringing him on the air either.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
No.
Which is fine, because I think I'm doing pretty good for
you. No, you're doing great.
Yes.
No, you're doing great.
With my Texas pizzas.
The best.
The best.
Bojangles is finally here. So would you say Blue Diamond Ann?
Rainbow. Right down the street from you.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Thank you. Make it even more.
You tell me when you want to feed your whole staff. I'll take care of you.
Are you, talk to your girl Tammy over here.
Me and Tammy, we got to know each other.
You guys negotiate the business. Yeah, well, I don't do that. I just stay out of the way. I just eat the food.
Yeah, that's same. It.
But Bojangles has come to Vegas. And you're open now?
We're open now.
God, man, that's amazing.
Let's go.
Opening another one next month. 215 in Decatur.
I was just going to ask if there were plans. On the other end?
On the other end. When you exit off the freeway.
On the north side.
No. On the south.
On the south side. Right. Southwest, you're so spoiled. You're so spoiled over here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's
cool.
Awesome.
And then I assume plans to just dominate keep expanding.
Yeah. We're going to put 20 in the valley, and we're going to dominate the whole chicken tender market.
It's insane.
Nobody's going to touch us.
Good for you.
Appreciate you.
Good for you, man. It's good to see you. Thanks
you
for coming in.
I'll see you in a couple days.
Right, we got to run. Yeah, probably. Yeah, cheat days. No, tomorrow. Cheat days tomorrow.
Cheat day Friday.
I think we should do cheat day today, right now. Chet, please. Indulge with me.
Listen, what they don't know.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know who they
are. No, I'm picking up what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. But what they don't know doesn't hurt me.
No, it doesn't.
So I could. Gotta run. Good to meet you.
You too, sir.
Bojangles is here, man. That's great. That's crazy. So it's finally, it's finally happening. We're finally being taken seriously here.
Thank God.
We got football. We got hockey. We got baseball coming.
Yep.
And we might have basketball one day. We finally have Bojangles.
That's right. We're in the chicken tender game.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. I do love a chicken tender.
Michaela's hometown throwdown. Again, our champion. Michelle, I don't want to say you surprised everybody yesterday because you didn't. But I had just wondered if, what was his name? Who lost yesterday? Do anybody remember? Man.
Anyway, Juan.
That's right. Juan Mercado from Centennial Hills. I thought he might go on a run.
I thought so too.
And Michelle just came in and just crushed his dreams.
Yes, she did.
Just destroyed.
Mm-hmm. I didn't finish some of the questions. She was like, pop, pop, pop.
Yeah. How are you, Meech?
I'm good.
Good. Do your friends call you Meech?
My mother-in-law started it. Call me Mitch.
No kidding.
Cute. I love her.
Somehow I knew. It was instinctive. Who's our challenger today, Adrian?
That'll be Natasha Medina from Spring Valley.
Hey, Natasha.
Hi.
Oh, not far from that new Bojangles.
Oh, I'm ready.
I know, right? So make sure you buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer to the question. But don't blurt out the answer until we call on you, because you may think that you got in first, but you can't really hear the other person that well. So you don't want to blurt out an answer that they or may not already know. First 1-3 wins the game, and your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner. Michelle, why do we call her the commissioner?
She's Commissioner Gordon because of Batman.
Because her last name is. Because her last name is Gordon.
Yeah, close
she sees Commissioner Gordon, the one and only Michaela Gordon.
Ozzy Osbourne gave his family permission to play this artist who just came out with a new album, leading with the single Daisies, to be played at his funeral. What is the name of this artist with the new album?
Oh,
my gosh.
That was a long
one. My gosh.
2-1. Oh, you
Natasha.
Yes. Natasha buzzed in just for fun.
I'm going to just say Justin Bieber.
And you would be right.
Yes.
Yeah. Basically, Ozzy said, I don't care what you do at my funeral because the funeral is for you.
Yeah.
I'm kind of already gone.
Uh-huh.
He said you could play Bieber, and then he mentioned just a few off-the-wall things that you could do. And we're still waiting to find out if he did do this, but he was talking about doing a video asking his doctor for a second opinion.
Oh, my God.
So we have to wait for the funeral to find out if that actually happened.
I love Ozzy.
And out of nowhere, Natasha won, champion 0.
Actor Kevin James and this country hip-hop singer, best known for songs like Save Me and I Need a Favor, are making a country music movie together. What is the name of this artist?
Natasha,
to take a commanding 2-0 lead.
I hope so. Jelly Roll.
Talking about Jelly Roll?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Dang it.
No, so this is interesting. Kevin James went on stage with Jelly Roll, and they sang a song together, and everybody went, that's good. And Kevin James was surprisingly good.
I know. I was surprised to hear it was Kevin James.
But it was weird, right? Because what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out that they're doing this movie, and Kevin James has returned the favor and said that Jelly Roll is a surprisingly good actor.
Let's go. So
we'll see what happens with all that. Challenger 2. Champion Squadoosh.
No.
This spinoff show of the Addams Family featuring Jenna Ortega has been picked up for season 3. What is the name?
Michelle. To get back in. Talking about Wednesday. Yes. Yeah, season 2 is debuting. Season 3 just got announced. Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Champion climbs back into it, down 2-1.
This pop star is being dragged over footage appearing of him, appearing hit. This footage.
Start over.
That shows this pop artist at his show just walking around and having the audience sing his hit song, Can't Stop the Feeling, is really making people upset.
Really?
What is the name of this artist?
Natasha for the win.
Okay, I'm going to try. Okay. Justin Timberlake.
To have a brand new champion. Is it Justin Timberlake? Game over. Ah! We got a brand new champion again.
Good job, Natasha. Yeah.
Oh, that was nerve-wracking.
Yeah, Michelle, yeah, it just wasn't your day.
I'm a loser.
Sorry, buddy. We really like you, though. Will you call back more often?
I will call back way more often.
Okay, yes. Good. We'd like that.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye, Michelle.
Bye.
Bye, girl.
Wow.
Dang, good job, Natasha.
Natasha's our brand new champion.
Woo!
Here's what's crazy. Michelle specifically requested Naked Gun screening tickets for today, and then you ended up winning them. So 4 seats for the advanced screening of The Naked Gun on Monday. Movie comes out Friday, August 2nd, starring Liam Neeson in theaters. Thank you to our friends at Allied Global Marketing. So you've got those. We'll let you choose the prize for tomorrow. Do you want to play for Monster Jam tickets? Do you want to play for Brotherly Love Podcast Live? Or do you want to play for John Wick Experience?
John Wick. I've not done that. That looks great.
Oh, I know. All right, so that's the prize for tomorrow with our brand new champion, Natasha Medina from Spring Valley on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
while I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm not sure we need this. I'm not sure we need this, Michaela.
Tell me.
Rumors have it, they're swirling, that Apple's upcoming iOS 26 update, it's going to include a feature that will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It'll tell you if you're having phone sex while you're FaceTiming.
Wait, what?
Right? Do you need that information?
It'll tell you you're having phone sex while FaceTiming.
For me. And it's no secret. I'm not soft. I'm not, like, I don't get offended.
Yeah.
Keep
going. Sorry.
But I'm not, like, I don't, stuff doesn't bother me.
I feel like I don't understand what the update is.
Well, let me help. It'll pause your camera while you're FaceTiming.
Uh-huh.
And a warning screen pops up that says, you may be showing something sensitive. If you feel uncomfortable, you should end the call.
What?
As if you don't already know what you're doing?
Yeah, this is unwilling.
Then there are 2 buttons, resume audio and video or end call. So, it's supposed to be a, quote, security feature because the idea, okay, so the idea is, I don't know what the idea.
Yeah, I don't. Apple's feeling like the controlling partner. Like, girl, we don't need any more boundary. We don't need any more help. We know what we're doing on FaceTime. We don't need a warning of sensitive content. And back off.
And all right. Well, exactly.
Right?
No, that's exactly it. Yes.
Like, no doubt. We know what we're doing.
How so? But then Apple would know if you're being naughty with your
Apple sounds like a
with
perv.
The person on the other end. Yeah, it's a little pervy.
Yeah,
Uncle Apple.
Apple. Yeah, okay, buddy.
Uncle Apple.
Oh yeah, it's for me, the protection of me. But right. You can see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds about right.
Apple hasn't commented as of the last week. Apple hasn't commented yet, so it's still a rumor for now. But there are multiple people who are saying that they're beta testing the new software update that have seen this thing in action. Now, here's the other thing. There is a place in your device settings where you can turn this sensitive content warning on or off so it doesn't have to be a full-on buzzkill, you know, if that's your thing, with someone you love or just like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
And there are conflicting reports about whether the default. So here is the thing. If the default is off, you may never even realize that this thing is there. But you have the option to turn it on. Like if you have a teenager and it's their phone and you know they can't control themselves.
Okay, so it's like about monitoring.
Or if you have
it's
a young
blackmail, this always gets you back.
Or if you have a young kid who's been known to mess with your camera while you're changing clothes or you're in the bathroom or whatever, then you can. But still, I don't know.
Yeah, it just feels like a lot. Is that a huge problem?
Now I don't know where this came from, but it says Apple is probably not. Spying on your naughty chats. The images on FaceTime are analyzed using, it's basically AI on your phone. Nothing goes to Apple. It's a thing that they figured out how to do within your phone, supposedly.
I feel like they're just getting bored at Apple. They're just coming up with new ways to do things. They're just like, yeah, you know, let's just try this one now. Like, let it be, you guys. It's okay. We didn't need this. I didn't need this.
If you feel uncomfortable, you should turn off your phone.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay. So we're all thumbs down on this.
Yeah.
We're all thumbs down.
Yeah.
You're the Adrian's the dad in the room.
Okay.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
But okay. So while you're
like signing into my Chase bank account, I have to do double authorization and enter a code with the text. So it's just another thing where I have to click it. No, it's okay or not. Maybe it's like your friend at the club. Like, do you really want to go home with this? It's the last warning before you dive in. That's what this is.
Perhaps it's saving us from ourselves.
Okay. I don't
know. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, I just want to recognize executive producer Adrian Hernandez again.
That was
with the punchline. With the punchline to get us that very nicely done.
Yep.
Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. Chet, Michaela, Adrian, and thank you. I want to say thank you. Kind of touched on this yesterday for a little bit. I think our industry, I think radio's taken a beating over the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people disrespect what we do and talk a lot of mess about, you know, about other stuff. Just want to say a thing came out. Edison Research, these guys that for the last like 11 years have done this survey called the Share of Ear. So they go, what are you listening to? Is what they ask people.
Yeah.
Radio, 34%, a full over a third. People say they listen to radio more than they listen to everything else during the day.
Mm-hmm.
What about streaming? Does okay, a little over 20%.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube, 14%. Podcasts, you should have a podcast. Well, I'd rather actually get a check every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
10%, podcast 10%. Oh, satellite. What about satellite? Sure, pay for something you can get for free, but whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like commercials. They have commercials. Satellite radio, 7%. What does this say? It's like a diagram thing. You know what I mean? It's different colors.
Yeah.
and this color's bad for the print. Oh, your own music, your own stuff, 6%. TV music channels, 2%. I thought audiobooks would be higher. Audiobooks, 3%. Again, with just what do you listen to every, what do you, share of time spent listening to audio sources. U.S. population 13 plus. So, again, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Definitely.
For listening to us. And just know we appreciate you. And yeah, and you, by the way, you're the cool one. So when your friends go, what are you listening to that for? You gotta listen to the podcast. No, you're the cool one.
Yeah.
Obviously. Duh.
Duh.
Adrian, who's on the phone, man?
We got Tiffany Grammis from The Chills.
Oh, stop.
Mm-hmm. The Chills.
Centennial Hills, The Chills. I don't know if that one will catch. It might.
The Chills.
How do we feel about that? Calling Centennial Hills The Chills. You know what? I'm going to start this now. Your 177-second survey starts now. Question number one. How do we feel about calling Centennial Hills The Chills?
I like it. I think it is the chill side of town. So.
Yeah.
All right, then.
The chill side of town, then. Baby.
All right. Adrian, I apologize.
No worries.
I obviously am mistaken.
It's all right.
I got it all wrong. Trisha in Inspirata says, my boyfriend will park at a pump whenever he needs to get something from a gas station.
No.
He'll be going in for a Red Bull or something like that and just park at a pump. Doesn't even try to find a space, which, by the way, is trickier and trickier. You know?
Yeah.
I'm sitting out in the car waiting, and people are mad at me because all the pumps are full, and they need to gas up. How do you feel about it, Tiffany?
I personally don't do it, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it either. I think some people, if it's like a full gas station, then yeah, that's pretty messed up. But if there's no one in the pumps, really, then I don't mind it.
Michaela?
Oh, dude, I'm guilty. Oh, and I didn't even think it was that bad, but hearing it now, it is.
Adrian?
No, I'm fine with it.
Of course you are.
I don't do it often, but I understand it a lot.
But I've been on the other side when the gas tanks are all full, and you're like, no.
Yeah.
So on that side, I'm like, I would hate myself.
If you are blocking somebody from getting gas, you're a jerk.
Yeah.
You're a jerk. To
Not
what degree?
Intentionally, but like jerky. I've been a jerky.
But if it's you and two other people, you know what I mean? Two other people are getting gas.
Yeah, it's not that busy.
Big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? And by the way, what do they know what you're doing? Maybe your card didn't work. Maybe you had to pee. Maybe you wanted to get a Red Bull while you were pumping gas and you needed to pay in cash.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. One time somebody did watch me walk to my car. I felt like they were judging me. So I did pretend like I was doing something with the gas pump just to like, because I felt guilty. I did. I was like messing around like I was doing something. I should have known better.
That's funny.
Shady. I have done that before too.
Yeah. That's funny. Thank you.
Just to cover.
Yeah, just to cover. I was like, sorry. Oh, look at me getting gas. Gotta go.
All right, we have time. We do have time for one more if we go quick. I had a guy, Brent said, I had a guy who pulled into my driveway for an estimate. His car was an absolute POS. The guy was dressed to the nines, but he was driving a 1990s Buick LeSabre with tinted windows and rims. Ha ha ha. I thought there was no way in hell I'm going to buy anything from this guy. We all do it, right? Judging a person by their car? Are you? Would you be judgy?
Sometimes. I mean, ever since COVID happened, things, you know, are different and people have to buy certain things. But yeah, I mean, sometimes if someone's coming into my, you know, driveway and I'll judge someone sometimes. I hate to admit it, but yes, I do.
If it's a work truck, I don't care. But if you're coming to my house to be my real estate agent? You know, if you're driving, you got to drive a good car if you're going to be a real estate agent. Insurance. I'm trying to think of all the different things that somebody would come to your house and be potentially driving a POS and where I would go, no.
I'm not going to lie. I get to drive that Nissan right now and it's so beautiful. 2025, I feel so fresh. I drive differently. But before that, I had my Jeep Patriot that's paid off and it's kind of janky. And I feel like when people, like they know I'm a singer or whatever, if they walk me to the parking lot and they see my car, they're like, is this what you drive? And sometimes I'm like, yeah, but it doesn't have any car payments. Hello, we're living in an expensive world. But I have at times been like, oh, I don't know whose car that is. Let's keep moving. Let's keep walking around the parking lot.
And can I out you on another story?
Yeah.
for the first, Tiffany, you'll love this, her now wife drives an Audi TT.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And for the first couple of months that Michaela worked here, she drove Lisa's car. The story was, why? What was that? Because the AC didn't work in your Jeep, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
We all know why.
No, that's really what it was. The AC did not work, and I wasn't going to pay to get it fixed.
She was driving the TT, though.
My daughter, we tried to get her to buy an Audi because I like Audis.
Mm-hmm.
And my niece has one. And my daughter was so set on a Mustang that she's like, I don't like the Audis. And I don't know what kid doesn't like Audis.
Yeah, you're not thinking straight. That kid, you got to question your parenting.
I do. I have spoiled my kids to the point where they think, there's only certain options.
Oh, right. Go, Mama.
No, good for you. Speaking of options, you got to decide who you're going to take with you to the John Wick experience at Area 15. It's going to be awesome. You're going to have a blast. I want to take a group of us and go.
I'm going to take my husband. I take him everywhere. So.
Yeah, good. Fine. And there may be a chance you can kill him. I don't know. I don't know.
It's being offered. But.
All right. We got to run. Hang on 1 second.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I can tell you with me out there.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Is it really almost Friday?
Yes.
Really? Really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I know.
8:08. On Thursday, the 24th day of July, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. It's Chet Buchanan Show and Relationship Rehab. Oh, my. Okay, so literally, this is another one of those that I'm like, whatever. This is stupid. I don't know. The more I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so upset with my boyfriend right now, says Samantha. And how she signs this is hilarious to me, too. I'm so upset with my boyfriend right now, says Samantha. And I'm not sure if it's almost that time of the month. It is, she said in parentheses. The fact that Mercury is in Gatorade, or if I'm just, or if I'm just having a little crash out, or all of it.
It's okay, sis.
But here's the deal. My boyfriend and I have been together for just about a year. We don't live together yet. And I'm not sure that there's a ring coming anytime soon, but he is my person. This is it. I'm done. I see a future for us. I want to someday have his babies, and I have zero desire for anything else.
Okay.
So they're locked in. God, that gave me chills.
Yeah.
I was pretty sure he felt the same way.
No.
Until I found out he's buying a house. He's having it built from scratch. He's using his own money. But he hasn't asked me for one shred of input. I get that I'm technically not part of the process. In quotes.
Oh, yeah. But...
I get that I'm technically not part of the process since he's the one paying and all. But if we were really going somewhere with this relationship, don't you think I would at least have a little say in this thing that would be a major part of our future together? Or... And I'm realizing I like Samantha a lot.
I know.
In this.
I know.
But, or am I just overreacting?
Sammy, baby.
And at first I was like, yeah, you're right. It's not your money. It's not your decision.
I actually have a friend that's going through this exact same thing.
Signed. Samantha, currently in the Southwest. But maybe one day in Inspirata.
Yes!
Maybe. One day in... Okay, so you got a story.
Yeah.
I'm interested to hear how that turned out. We'd love to hear from you. 702-364-9898. If you're calling number 25, Monster Jam, Freestyle Mania at the Thomas Mack Center, Saturday, August 2nd. Two tickets for you, courtesy of our buddies at Feld Entertainment. Did you weasel your way into tickets for you and your kid yet?
I'm not sure if we're going to be going.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Oh.
No disrespect to the grave digger.
Right.
Hey.
Or any and or all of that. Yeah. I gotcha. But if you would like to go for free, it's a big deal always. I'm shocked you're not calling already. 702-364-9890.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Well, I'm a little surprised by what I'm seeing on my screen right here at the moment. Relationship rehab, Samantha is upset with her boyfriend right now. Long and the short of it, they've been together for a while. He's buying a house. It's his show. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He is buying the house.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any money in it. She's no skin in the game, whatever. However, they've been together for a year.
Yeah.
And, you know, Samantha thinks they've got a future. And he... I'll say that I didn't know if I wanted to jump in already or not.
Do it.
But if it feels like he is giving her a sign. Hang on, let me ask a question. Mm-hmm. Where are we starting, Adrian? I'll start with
We'll start with line six, Christina.
That one. Okay. Christina.
Hello.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Is in fact Samantha's boyfriend sending a somewhat clear message that they may not have a future, you know?
No, not at all.
Really?
Oh no, I think she should be smart. Let him pay for everything now, save up some money, and she can pay for the renovations later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a point.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot funnier.
This is the goal of his that he set.
Yeah,
she can set her own goals.
Hmm. All right. Michaela, thoughts?
I don't know, because I have a friend that's going through this. They are not married. He wanted to buy a new house. Long story short, he was living with her. They've been 2 years together, love each other. He decided to finally buy a house. He didn't really ask for any input from her. She wants to marry him as well, but they haven't had that full like conversation. So when he started buying the house, she finally was like, listen, I have a house. You've lived in this house. Am I selling this house to move into your house? Or are we just not moving forward? And he said, yeah, absolutely. Like, I would love for you to move in with me. And then she did. But it wasn't brought up by him. And she was like pissed about it.
Right.
And I would be too, like, I was mad for her. But then he was like, yeah, come on. So she did. And they're living in the house and it's beautiful. So maybe she just needs to say, I hate that I'm saying that. She just needs to talk to him.
Well, yes.
But she's got to bring it up.
Yes, she got to bring it up. But I think this is a different, you just got to talk to him. Because I think she... but okay, Michaela. If this could, your relationship may be hanging in the balance with that conversation. Well, I feel like I should have some say in this $500,000, you know, give or take.
Yeah.
In this purchase that you're making, I feel like I should have a say. And if he says no, you're already questioning it now, right? If he says no, Christina, then is that it?
No, I think this is a goal of his. And so she just, it's too early. She needs to wait.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I said, no, I can
let it out.
Fair.
Yeah. All right. That's a good point.
Christina, hang on one second. Oh, Christina, have fun at Monster Jam Freestyle Mania.
Woohoo.
Thank you.
Thomas and Mack Center, Saturday, August 2nd.
Christina coming in with a sense.
You'll get two tickets for the entire seat, but you'll only need the edge. That's what they always say on those things. Right, hang on. Lisa Joniak, who always has a good take on these things, also saying, unless you've changed your mind since Adrian screened you and put you on the, you know, setup here that you say, she's got no say in this, unless you've changed your mind.
I have not changed my mind, Chad.
Of course you haven't.
First of all, they've been dating. You said Samantha's been dating this guy for a year.
A year.
And a year, I don't know, to me, a year, he bought a house. It would be like saying, oh, you're going to ride in my car. I'm buying a brand new car. You need to come out and give your input on what car I'm buying. No. Maybe he wants to buy this house to rent it out. Maybe he wants to buy this house to have some roommates. I mean, who knows? Maybe it's an investment for him. I don't know. She didn't explain that, but she has no say. She's been dating this guy for a year. I mean, great that she's thinking this is her be-all, end-all guy, but maybe, I don't know. I don't think that he's sending out signals either. I think he's, you know, guys are just, whatever, I'm buying a house. We've only been dating a year. Mind your business.
I like it.
Cutthroat, but also an honest answer.
Oh, everybody else bounced. Everybody.
Yeah, we were split.
Yeah, it was split. And everybody, so, for the record, Michaela, there were... Four.
Oh, lit
you know,
up.
And then there were enough. And Adrian was like, "Is this enough?" He gave me the sign. Is this enough? I said, "Yeah, cool. Don't take anymore."
Mm-hmm.
But then the ones that were going, "Whoa," So listen, everybody who said, "I want to hear the other side of this now," because I really, man, I think he's sending a message. I know Christina said no and Lisa said no, that he's not sending a message,
right?
And that it's his business. You've only been together a year.
See, but when I started dating Lisa, I knew a few months in that I wanted to be with her forever.
Yes.
Like, I feel like a year is actually a good amount of time to decide if you're going to be with somebody forever.
I agree.
And if they don't know, then that would be the time I would cut it off because I don't want to waste any more time with someone who's not that serious about me.
Yeah.
And that's just how I date. Like, I always dated to be in a relationship.
I'm not a time waster.
Same. Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always with a bigger purpose.
Are you dating for fun or are you dating for real?
Right. And if you're dating for real.
And don't play with somebody's emotions.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you first.
No, you first.
No, you first. No, but the.
I know.
The, again, I'll stand on this, that I think he's sending a very clear message. She's all about him being her future. I don't think he feels the same way. And who knows? Maybe I'm just in touch with a different side.
I feel the same. I feel like if this was something that he wanted to do as a future endeavor, he would have brought her in the conversation.
If he thinks, yes, somehow, some way.
He would have at least been like, hey, what do you want to do? Like, I'm moving in this house. Do you want to move in with me? What do you think?
I don't know why I'm a counter slammer today.
It's okay.
I'm doing this all day. I don't know why I'm doing that. By the way, I'll go a step further. He would want her in that conversation.
Right.
He would need her in that conversation because this is your future. And buying a house is a real thing. That's for most people. That's a 30-year commitment. You know, and I realize we're not like our grandparents. You know, well, we stay in the house, we burn the mortgage and yada, yada. But you know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Oh, you know what? We've got time to leave it open.
Mm-hmm.
I would just love to get more on this. And I'd love to hear from the side that agrees with me. But I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've heard from the no, it's none of your business side.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to hear from the other side or whatever else you got. 702-364-9898. Go now. Cannon Show on 98.5 KLUC. Relationship rehab. Samantha is really upset with her boyfriend right now. They've been together for a year. And she's willing to admit it's almost that time of the month and Mercury's in Gatorade or in the microwave or
that's
whatever
right.
You want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And she might just be having a little crash out. But
love the self-awareness, though.
Yeah, good. I'm appreciative.
Yeah, good for you.
She's
Samantha.
Like, I might be a little crazy right now, but
yeah, I like her.
He's buying a house, having a house built. Oof. You know, chose the model. He's picking out cabinets. Think about all of those things that if you've ever done it together as a couple, it's the greatest. It really is. It's you know, when they talk about domestic bliss and whatever.
Yeah,
no, it's awesome. He's shut her out of the process, which to me is a sign. We're not getting a lot of support on that. Where are you at on this?
I feel like it's a sign.
Yeah, we're the same mm-hmm. on this one.
Yeah. And also, I will say personally, when I met Lisa, Lisa already had this beautiful home that she had built herself a couple years prior. And I remember even feeling like, man, I wish we had done this together, like this still feels like her house, not our house. I got over it pretty quickly. But I do remember initially feeling like I would have loved to have done that together with my partner. So yeah. Even if she does move in, I feel like part of her would be like, when she's looking at the cabinets, like, man, kind of wish we would have done this together.
Yeah, we got to do, Amy and I got to do it twice, my wife and I.
Yeah, it's great.
Got to do it twice. We got to redo the farm, and then we redid this house.
Yeah, it feels like ours, not yours.
Totally. And we talked about that a lot, because when we first moved in together, it was the Centennial Hills house, and that I bought with my first wife. And so that was, you know, and it was mine for like a year and a half, mm-hmm. whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved into her house that she had lived in. She and her boyfriend before me lived together.
Mm-hmm.
So that was that house, which I didn't care that much, but it was just when it was finally just us together. Mm-hmm.
It makes a difference.
And maybe that's why that's meaningful to me. Jay Stu, who's found a moment schlepping blooming blinds out in Henderson, who's found a spare moment between appointments at 8:27 in the morning. He's already been at work for 7 hours. I don't know. But what do you think about this, dude?
Yeah, man, I'm sorry. I'm not going to agree with you guys. Look. Dudes are just wired differently. And, you know, I know we're in a different age and I'm an old man and I'm not part of the demographic, but guys just don't think the same way that women do. And it's just the way that it is. Some are a little more refined and they may put other people's thoughts in front of their own, but old men like me just don't think that way. I think she's overreacting. If there's other signs, that's a different deal. But if it's just this house thing, he's being a man, he's doing his thing, she needs to relax.
Well, as a very young, beautiful, very young part of the demographic,
yeah.
me, I feel like
and
you're
he's not that old.
Wrong.
Yeah. Well, I get that perspective. I do. I get that perspective.
Yeah.
Tina, tell us why this looks like Samantha's boyfriend doesn't see it the same way Samantha sees it.
Well, honestly, I'm kind of on the fence about it. I feel like it could be a sign, but after being in a relationship for a year, I feel like by then you should know each other's likes and dislikes and personalities enough to be able to buy the house and set everything up the way that she would like it. Like colors of the cabinets and all the things that you guys are pointing out, I feel like that should be something by then that he would know enough about her to know what she would like already at that phase of the relationship for the house that he would buy for them.
Yeah, because I feel like also back to Jay Stu's point, like I know a lot of men that are really great communicators. Like this whole thing of like men are just being men, like my brother, amazing. They're very communicative. They know what they want. Like, it's not really a thing.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Go ahead, Tina.
No, I was just saying, like, I agree. Like, I feel like that's something that a lot of guys tend to be that I've known. And, I mean, I've also been on the other dynamic where I'm the one who's more caring of a woman. But I do feel like maybe he's trying to make it a surprise kind of a thing and... You know, I'm on the fence about it.
I wondered that. Yeah, and the idea that we all try to lump different people in one bucket,
mm-hmm.
that's just not reality.
Yeah, because what if he is surprising her? Like, he's like, this is our house.
Or, yeah, who knows what he may be up to, but I still, for me, yeah, well, guys are just being dudes, and we don't.
I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of dudes. I'm not like that.
I'm not that.
Yeah.
I'd like to believe I'm not that, and I'm a dude, and I'm a guy.
Yeah.
I like sports. I like booze. I like chicks.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff.
Totally.
Tina, thank you. Adrian,
thank you, Tina.
Hey, Adrian wants to jump in.
And I don't want to dump on Jay Stu, but to his point, even if whether you're communicating or not, when you meet her, you know. I want a family with her.
Right.
I want to have kids. Right. So, for example, if I'm like, yo, I want her to have my baby. So if I'm car shopping, I'm not going to buy a two-seater.
Right.
Because I'm going to be like, in the future, maybe I'll get the SUV so we can fit the car seat in here.
which is why I'm kind of like, I don't think he sees it the same way as she sees it. Like, he's like, yeah, we've been together a year. I'm not making it. I will say, though, that when I first met Amy, I had told myself, I'm not going to get fully committed until 2 years in. You know what I mean? Because I want to make sure this time. I'm not screwing this up.
But and you also said that. Like, you also said from jump, like, I'm not going to be fully in until 2 years.
Yeah, in 48 hours. That was it.
Totally.
48 hours, I was done. Mm-hmm. That was it. Second date, I was finished.
But, yeah, I mean, and look, I don't want to reference Love Island by any means, but if you did watch it, Taylor dated Alandria and wasn't sure about her. Then he met Clark, and 1 hour in, he knew he wanted to marry her.
Yeah.
So the boys know.
One last call from Sabrina. What do you think?
Okay, so I would normally agree with you, Chet, that it would be a sign, assuming that he started saving and thinking about this house, like, after they started dating. But, like we've already mentioned, you know, old days, new days, whatever. The housing market has not changed much other than going the same direction it's been going for years. And so I'm getting from her letter, I don't know if it specifically mentioned, like, their age, but I'm getting from their letter that they're, like, 20s, 30s, and I feel like of us in that age group right now that have an opportunity to buy a house, even if it is, like, financed for 30 years, that's okay to do once you see that opportunity, because you don't know if you're going to get that opportunity again. And after a year of a relationship, I wouldn't be willing to, like, give up that plan of that, like, stability when you can always invite them later. So I feel like maybe he was also nervous, too, to, like, bring it up because it was a plan of his before he even knew her, and he doesn't want to give that up, but he's also not giving her up. So I don't know.
You're making a lot of sense.
I don't know if it's enough to move me off my spot, but you're making a lot of sense, Sabrina.
Yeah.
It's a good call. Thanks, buddy. You're a good one to end on.
That was really good. Oof.
And I do like it when they swing us back.
Dang, I feel like she put me on the fence again.
But Michaela, and as much as I hate this too, yeah, I do believe Samantha. Okay. Yeah, no. I think try this on for size. Dang it! I wish I still had Sabrina. It was just on. I wish I'd have kept her. She's got to bring it up, but she's got to know she may not get the answer she wants.
Yeah. Yes. That's how I would say it too.
She's got to bring it up and go.
But it's better to know now than another year in.
Yeah.
When you could have been single, finding your dude
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you think you're moving into this house with this guy.
Ugh.
And you've already gotten rid of your play or whatever.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by the way, the easy way about it, I'm assuming they're renting, the both of them.
Yeah.
Hey, do I need to start looking at canceling my lease? And if he gives you the, well, I don't know, whatever.
Literally. And listen, that's how my girlfriend did it. And her man was like, yeah, move in.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that big of a deal. He just didn't ask her, but wanted her to bring it up.
And you're right. And the other with the planning idea, maybe he does have a massive, and I, by the way, you know, I don't like playing the what if game on relationship. Well, what if this, what if that? But to play off of Sabrina's thoughts. Okay. So what if his idea is the day that they move in, he's going to propose on the threshold. You know what I mean? And here's our life together. Maybe that's his thing. And he's not thinking all the way through.
Yeah.
He's focused on, somebody else said this too, he's focused on his goals. And he's not thinking about including her. He's just thinking about getting to the finish line, which, when you're building a house and all that stuff, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, just ask him, sis. You sound fabulous. You sound so fun. I loved you just from your email. Find out. Same. If it's not your man, get out.
Yeah. Find out or get out.
Yeah.
Ooh, that might be the new name of the bit. And when we refresh this, a relationship rehab sounds cool, but find out or get out sounds awesome.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
98.5 KLUC.
So there were people, you know, the whole celebrities in threes, Michaela?
Yes.
So there was Malcolm Jamal Warner and then Ozzy. Some people were throwing Connie Francis into that. Mm-hmm. Did you just see the news?
No.
Hulk Hogan. I know.
No.
71
no.
years old.
No way.
I'm stunned.
Oh my God, me too.
Ozzy, you kind of saw it coming. You know, the
Dang.
Hulk. Dude, 90s kids are going through
it. I know. Adrian, you good, man? You're a wrestling.
Malcolm Jamal Warner, and then, yeah, and Hulk.
Rest in peace, were you a Hulk guy
or no? Or were you mad at Hulk?
You
don't like him.
My mom taught me not to talk bad about the deceased. But his impact, obviously, in professional wrestling is unquestioned.
No, and there are those that will tell you a very not great side of him.
Also with my time spent in Florida, in Tampa. But police were called earlier this morning in his home in Clearwater, Florida.
Sure.
So there was rumors, even a couple radio hosts out there had said this weeks ago that it was happening, but it didn't.
That he was sick?
Bubba the Love Sponge about a month ago said that Hulk Hogan had passed away, which wasn't true. He was in the hospital, though. He was dealing with some issues.
Yeah.
Matter of fact,
you can't do that many steroids, and I don't care what you say, he did steroids.
Uh-huh.
No, he got convicted. Yeah, that was a felony in the 80s.
Yeah, so...
Dang, dude. I mean, for me, again, like, I watched their reality show as well. Like, I liked his daughter, Brooke.
So Brooke was trying to get a record played, right? So they made Hulk went full on to try and make that all happen.
Yeah.
So
cardiac arrest.
Of course it was. But they came here a lot. They came to Vegas a lot. And we became friendly. And look, if it was all put on, if it was all just an act to try and get more airplay, cool. But we sure had some good times. And at the MTV Awards in New York, Hulk Hogan, so we used to, because they distributed Patron out of Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So before they completely shut it down, we changed the game. So they'd have a radio room. I think everybody's familiar with these things. Like they do it at Super Bowl. They do it at WrestleMania now. They do it at all the big events. And they would have a radio room at the MTV Awards. So there's between 30 and 50 tables, and we've all got a little broadcast set up. Not unlike what we did on 702 Day, but just imagine a bunch of us. And then they bring people around, and of course they're going to go to all the big markets, New York, LA, Chicago, stuff like that. And, you know, and we're Vegas, which is fun, but we're also market 30-ish. Between 30 and 35, depending on who you talk to. So we had to juice it up to get people to come over and play with us, you know?
Yeah.
So we started decorating our table with Christmas lights. We brought Las Vegas signs, you know, like they have the welcome to Las Vegas sign, the little ones you buy in the airport.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'd put those up there and, MTV finally threatened to ban us for life, but we would bring as much Patron as we could get on the plane. And actually, we would have it shipped to the hotel and then bring it over. Usually little airplane bottles.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan sat down and started drinking Patron with Spence, who used to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Spence tapped out after about seven of them. Hulk sat through at least five other people's interviews. Like, people would come over, they'd talk to us.
Uh-huh.
Hulk talked to us with Brooke.
Uh-huh.
And Brooke left to go talk to Ryan Seacrest or whoever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hulk stayed at our table and just kept, they'd do another shot, and then he would hold up his empty shot glass. And okay, go again. We lost count at like 13. With Hulk, and he sat through six other people's interviews, and they kept coming over because they wanted to drink Patron and they wanted to meet Hulk Hogan.
And Hulk,
we got everybody, and everybody else was so mad at us And they said, don't do it again. We thought, well, what's the worst that could happen?
Sure.
So we did it one more time. And then we got told, that's when we got told you're banned.
Yeah,
stop. You'll never get anything from us again. And then, wow. and it went bigger, like the record labels got involved and stuff. 3-6 Mafia took their own, at another one of these things, 3-6 Mafia took their own bottles of Patron off of our table and took them over to other people. And it was like, you got our artist drunk. And then that ended that. But Hulk Hogan...
That's crazy. Well, I feel like I'm totally shook. I really am. I feel like I'm like, what?
This one hurts. This one stings.
And it was so unexpected. I had no idea what you were about to say. And I had no, I do believe in threes. Even though we did that research yesterday, you did that article where it's like, that doesn't usually happen as much as we think it does.
It's only happened like five times in the last, seven times in the last 30 years.
Yeah. I still sort of believe it. So I was thinking in the back of my head, like, who could it be? You know who I feel bad? I do feel bad for Brooke, though. I know she just had the two twin babies. And I know there was a little bit of discourse between the mom and also her and Hulk, like they hadn't spoken. So I hope she's doing okay. The kids, I hope they're okay. Wild. 71 is so young.
And wrestling fans, Hulkamaniacs around the world. Wow. Wild. Hulk Hogan gone too. Well, nothing else to do but hit this button right here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
It was a real blow when we heard Malcolm Jamal Warner, Theo Huxtable, had died.
And the stories that keep coming out after his passing, so sad.
The Aussie was like, ah, man, no, but you knew.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm, he'd been sick.
Hulk Hogan this morning, dying of cardiac arrest at age 71, that's a gut punch.
Young.
It's just, it's a big gut punch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what more to say about it than that. I was going through just to see if there was any audio that we needed to.
TMZ has dropped the 911 phone call, but it's not. It's basically the operator saying, hey, we're sending, we need an ambulance at this house. Cardiac arrest is being reported.
Yeah, we know how it goes.
So, standard.
I'm not worried. I'm talking about.
I got you, dog.
Just something. I'm just looking for a Hulk Hogan stuff. Not that. And what I'm finding as I'm going through here, he talked a lot of mess and said a lot of stuff that I'm sure. I don't know that he wants to take it back, but it was like. What are you doing, bro?
Look,
especially during the whole reality show, and all of that stuff. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, he was problematic for sure. Even the comments under when TMZ posted it, the comments are very, you love him or hate him.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And for the side that hates him, here's Adrian Hernandez.
No, I'm just trying to be impartial. I will say, I think one of the comments on Unlikely for my show, this comment kind of encapsulates it perfectly. This gentleman said, mixed emotions, huge part of my childhood, and I grew up and saw what he was.
Yeah, but everybody, there's a lot of that. You know, you have to remember Hulk Hogan's a character. Terry Bollea was a real man, which is Hulk's real name.
And that's the part that people don't like.
I'm sorry, wait, you both were talking at the same time, Adrian. What?
No, and I'm saying that once people found out who Terry was, wasn't as grateful as.
Yeah, for some people. I say this about a lot of folks, and whether they were just putting it on or whatever. It was always good to me. I don't know. I came to rehab at the Hard Rock another time. They were trying to push Brooke's record. Came to rehab, hung out for 3 hours. They hung out in the cabana and he did the show with us for 3 hours. Was he trying to get his daughter's record played? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Was it free drinks at the Hard Rock pool?
Yeah.
Sure.
But aside from all of that.
Good to me. Had the man's phone number. He picked it up.
Yeah.
He'd return texts.
Yeah, I think you said it best, though. 90s kids are hurting. I am a 90s kid. I'm like, what is happening next?
I'll tell you what, I don't think he left much behind.
Didn't he win that like super crazy settlement and like all of that money?
The Gawker money?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, as I'm looking through here and it's like, Linda Hogan says breaking up with her 23-year-old boyfriend was worse than her divorce. Vince McMahon, you know, cut ties with Hulk Hogan. Jimmy Fallon on Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan says he didn't know there was a camera and that he was at a low point in his life. I mean, just through all of the different stuff. Man, Hulk Hogan sings in a Japanese air conditioner. Okay. 1991, Hulk Hogan, Japanese air conditioner commercial. I'll play that.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday comes again.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
I'll bet it paid.
Well, he's got good pitch.
I'll bet it paid.
Mm-hmm.
Hulk Hogan, 2006, Dover 400.
Gentlemen, start your engines, brothers.
Brothers.
That's great.
Yeah. R.I.P., dude.
Yeah. I remember, I prefer to remember the good stuff. You know?
Yeah. Well, whether you do or don't, the third guy has gone down. So sorry for the 96.
Right?
Yeah. In a week. In just like 2 days apart.
Yeah.
They do say, though, if we're going off the theory, that after the third death, then a new baby is born. So maybe someone's getting ready to pop out a baby now. Like a celebrity.
What?
I mean, I'm going to a fertility clinic actually later today. That is the truth.
Are you the celebrity?
Maybe it's me.
Are you? You're the celebrity.
Yeah, I'm going to the fertility clinic.
Adrian, we obviously don't know who we're messing with.
Thank you guys again. I'm going to have a baby.
Chet Buchanan Show, starring Adrian Hernandez and the celebrity, Michaela Gordon.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
You know who loved that Coldplay Cam story the most?
Who?
This guy in St. Petersburg, Florida. He was actually visiting. He's a 30-year-old ad executive from New York. This would have been all over the place were it not for Coldplay Cam. 30-year-old ad exec from New York arrested downtown St. Petersburg on Saturday. Got drunk at a rooftop bar. Now, I've seen a picture of this place. And it's literally it's a two-story, you know, it's like a small place. And there's a area on the roof.
Yeah.
So it's not like a skyscraper. It's just kind of a small, like,
yeah, neighborhood. Well, because St. Petersburg's like a beach town, right? Like with bars and stuff. Like, it's like that vibe.
It's like that vibe.
Yeah. Okay.
And he decided that he needed to relieve himself and did so off the side.
No.
And there were people underneath.
No. Oh, my God.
Strangely enough, the bar was called The Landing. Also, okay. 1:30 in the morning.
Dude. You know,
so he's been getting after it.
Oh, God.
He was about 15 feet up. And, yeah. Thankfully, cooler heads prevailed. No pun intended, but thankfully nobody went up there and threw him off.
Yeah, thank God.
Thankfully, nobody went up there and beat the snot out of him.
Yeah, I would have though. If you're like, oh, is it raining? Oh no, and you look up and it's some guy. Oh God, I'd be disgusted.
Cops charged him with disorderly conduct and released him on $500 bond. He is the co-founder and what he called himself the head of client success at an ad agency called Ribeye Media. My guess is that's come to an end. But yeah, you would not have. Thank goodness we're paying attention because Coldplay Cam buried that story.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings
on 98.5 KLUC.
Some more you know before we go. Listen, I said this one before. I apologize. Because I'm not sure if I've already done this one. But this makes me laugh. So it'll be worth it to do it again. Out of all of the calls that come into fire departments in the United States,
yeah,
only 4% of them are for actual fires.
No, we did not talk about this.
4% out of all the calls for fire department. Most of them are medical emergencies. I know. It's just mind blowing.
I feel like I would call 911 for anything. Like, I mean, emergency wise. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, and then they go 911, police, fire, you know. And so it goes to the fire department and they go out on a medical call.
For sure.
Yeah, all the time. How great was Wayne Gretzky? I realize that there are a lot of folks, and there's no shame in this. No matter what people will try and tell you on social media, if you were not a hockey fan until the Golden Knights came, it's okay.
Yeah.
And you may not be aware. You've heard Wayne Gretzky. You know he's the greatest of all time.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? How great is Wayne? How great is he? Wayne Gretzky is so great. He's the only player to have ever scored 200 points in an NHL season. That's goals and assists. Each one of them is worth a point.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one to score 200 points in an NHL season. And he did it 4 times. That's how great that dude is.
Yeah. That's awesome. Listen, yeah. I'm not even a big hockey girl, and I know Wayne Gretzky.
And that's why they call
legend.
Him. Legend. And do you know his nickname?
No.
The great one.
Love that.
Wayne Gretzky. Mm. That's right. Let's get out of here. I think that's enough. Let's start heading our way towards a Friday, shall we? First of all, have an amazing day. You can get there from here. We believe in you. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. I got a little bit of just kind of downtime this week.
Yeah.
Taking care of my wife. She had a procedure yesterday. She's fine, but that's the story I'm going with, is that I'm taking care of my wife.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Rest.
Adrian, what are you doing?
I'm doing what I have to do to be the best, baby. You can find out for yourself on Instagram and TikTok. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever said on the show. At Heavyweight Radio on Instagram and TikTok, plus Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez, available on YouTube and that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
I will be, follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and then I'll be at Fontainebleau tonight with my band.
Of course you will.
Yes.
Boy, if you ever can't find Michaela, just look Fontainebleau first.
Yeah.
And then...
Look on my socials.
Yeah, if nobody's seen her... Then go over to the Win. And go look there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll usually find her one of the two places. Mm-hmm. Unless you find her right back here tomorrow morning. Be a friend to somebody who needs a friend. Look, you never know whose life you may change. Make sure you tell somebody you love them that you haven't told in a while. Because that's a big deal, too.
Yeah.
I'm getting back into this deal where I just write down 5 names of people that I haven't talked to in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I make sure, and I go, give me 5 minutes. And I put a timer on it.
Yeah.
And in 5 minutes, and then I go, hey, if you want to continue this, call me back later, but I got to go right now. And I hang up the phone.
Love it.
And it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Great.
Know this, great things are just about to happen. And know this, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Bye, Z.
The Chet Buchanan Show.